From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Law enforcement officials in Charlotte, North Carolina are resisting calls to publicly release video footage of Tuesday's police killing of an African-American man because they say it could jeopardize the investigation. But Police Chief Kerr Putney says they are going to let the family of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott see it.
Our practice has been not to release, but to allow for the party who feels they've been mistreated in any way to see that. A request has come our way to do just that, and we're going to honor that request.
Two nights of violent protests were triggered by the fatal shooting of Scott at an apartment complex. His family says he was unarmed and carrying a book when he was shot. Witnesses said he had his hands in the air, but police say he was carrying a gun and refused to comply. Members of the African-American community, like Sandy Leslie, say they just have reached their breaking point.
As soon as they said someone has been shot by police, I automatically began to look for my family members. And this happens every time we hear of a shooting.
One person attending Wednesday's demonstrations, which turned violent, has died today from gunshot wounds sustained by another civilian. Hoping to avoid further violence, the state's governor declared a state of emergency and has deployed the National Guard. Americans are more likely to trust Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump to handle a variety of issues facing the country, that including national security, according to a new Associated Press GFK poll. Donald Trump is trusted slightly more than Clinton on just one key issue, and that is job creation. The candidates participate in their first debate on Monday night. This is VOA. Syrian President Bashar Assad says U.S. airstrikes on Syrian troops in the country's east were definitely intentional. He said they lasted an hour, and he blamed the U.S. for the collapse of a ceasefire deal brokered with Russia. In an interview with the Associated Press, Assad said the war, now in its sixth year, is likely to drag on because of what he called continued external support for his opponents.
They've been shelling the neighboring areas and the position of the Syrian army for years, non-stop shelling of mortars and different kind of lethal bombs. How could they be starving while at the same time they can have armaments? How can we prevent the foods and the medical aid from reaching that area, and we cannot stop the armament from reaching that area?
Assad was also asked in Wednesday's interview if a U.S.-Russia ceasefire agreement could work.
Practically, yes. But in reality, no, because the United States doesn't have the will to work against al-Nusra or even ISIS, because they believe that this is a card they can use for their own agenda. And if they attack al-Nusra or ISIS, they will lose a very important card regarding the situation in Syria. So I don't believe the United States will be ready to join Russia in fighting terrorists in Syria.
Assad rejected accusations that Syrian or Russian planes struck an aid convoy in Aleppo and denied that his troops were preventing food from entering the rebel-held part of the city. The U.S. Central Bank delivered an upbeat assessment of the U.S. economy on Wednesday, but says its benchmark interest rate will remain unchanged for now. Federal Reserve officials want to see more evidence that the U.S. economy is moving closer to the bank's objectives of full employment and stable prices before normalizing or tightening its overnight lending rate. But as Mill Arcega reports, Fed Chair Janet Yellen signaled the possibility of a rate hike before the year ends.
U.S. economic growth continues to pick up, led by stronger consumer spending and a solid increase in household incomes. Although business investment remains soft, Fed Chief Janet Yellen signaled the strongest possibility yet of a rate hike this year.
One increase in the federal funds rate will be appropriate this year, and I would expect to see that if we continue on the current course of labor market improvement and there are no major new risks that develop.
Low interest rates help boost economic growth by keeping borrowing costs low. But keeping them low too long could also trigger runaway inflation. Mill Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
Well, the Fed's decision to leave rates unchanged gave U.S. stocks a boost on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 98 points. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.